7.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. And with you tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Inviting you to our website. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there. We give them away. You get to create the content, submit stuff to the site, things you find entertaining, outrageous, newsy, whatever you want to share with us and our listeners. You submit it, and then it can be voted on. Other listeners will vote up, or maybe they'll vote down. And the more votes we get, the more we'll know what you think is important, the more likely we are to talk about that stuff on the radio. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. As we're going to go right back into your phone calls here. For those of you just tuning in, spent a good portion of the first hour talking about in detail about a teenager, a fairly old teenager, I guess, probably 19, said he graduated high school last year. And he was in my home. He was in this LRN.FM studio this morning when I woke up.
Bumping around and making a mess?
Making a mess. Thankfully, hadn't completely trashed the place. Didn't appear to have pressed any of the buttons on the studio gear.
Thank God.
Good. Which really could have messed things up.
He also didn't knock over the towers of stuff that you have.
No puking, no urination, or anything like that.
Both of those have been bad, yeah.
The cleanup wasn't as bad as it could have been. I did have to clean up some spilled wine. Some stuff that had been
some of which you spilled cleaning up
that had been strewn about. Well, it wasn't intentional that I spilled it. I picked something up and it started to spill out of it. But some stuff that had been strewn about. There's a shelf that'll need to be screwed back into the wall. But aside from those things, there really wasn't too much cleanup effort that had to go into it. But the question I had asked online was, what would you do in this case? And of course, you can answer it on the air as well at 855-450-FREE. He didn't seem like he was dangerous. I kind of asked him some questions from upstairs when I saw him the first time I saw him. And I kind of felt like he wasn't really a threat in any way. So I went down, had further conversation with him as I kind of cleaned up the studio, got his contact info. He gave me his mom's name. He was worried that I was going to contact her, possibly get him in trouble for being an underage drinker. And I was like, look, man, I'm not going to get you in trouble for this. Don't worry about it. So I sent him on his way eventually, and it wasn't a problem, thankfully. I actually sent him a friend request on Facebook, so we'll see.
It's pretty funny.
Did he reply to the friend request?
He's probably not come to yet.
He probably went back home and went to sleep or broke into someone else's house because he told me he had to go to work in the afternoon. So who knows if he's even gotten online yet. But let's go to you and your thoughts. Robert's in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. What do you do if you find a drunken teen stumbling about your house when you wake up in the morning? Robert.
Are you asking me that question?
Oh, you can answer it if you want. What's up?
Oh, man, I'm telling you what. I've had that happen to me before. This was,
you have?
God, 25 years ago when I was in my apartment, and I got the snot kicked out of me.
Wow. By the person that hold on. Were you in somebody else's unit,
or did the person? I was in my own place.
And they beat you. Somebody came into your place and beat you up.
Like three guys.
Oh, wow. Man. What was that about?
A disagreement.
Okay, so they
targeted you for an attack. I mean, they jumped you basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
This is a home invasion.
I don't know. I guess I find it fascinating, Ian, that you don't feel like you've been victimized at all, or.
I mean, I wasn't mad at the kid. I could empathize with
why
him.
Why were
I mean,
you not mad at the kid?
What's the point of getting mad? I'm sorry. I'm just not an angry person.
I violated you, Ian.
Anymore.
Come on.
Okay, yeah, well, that's what I was told when I had sexual encounters at age 10. I don't believe I was violated then either.
That's a whole different ball of wax, Ian. You know that.
Okay,
come on.
Look, I understand the point, and yeah, I don't appreciate what the guy did. And yeah, it'd be nice if he made good, and maybe he will.
Well, if he doesn't make good, then I think you have been violated.
Okay, but if you're not going to call the cops on him for not screwing a shelf back into the wall.
I don't think I don't think there's any point in it. What are the cops going to do now? You don't have any proof.
Oh, I've got plenty of proof.
You've got pictures of him, and I don't know why you would bother. I don't know why you would bother, but you have been.
Because that doesn't make anything better. Calling the cops.
I guess for me, equally disturbing is that you have a video that's going in there. You don't have any idea what that guy done, if he took anything or whatever.
I think he did take. I think he did take something. Maybe it was inadvertent. He took the Baofeng. There was like a part or two from the Baofeng box that I couldn't find. The Baofeng's a two-way radio. The Baofeng UV5R. It's a very nice, very cheap Chinese brand two-way radio.
Inexpensive. It's not cheap. It's inexpensive.
Thank you. Inexpensive. He took one of the boxes that was brand new. He tore into it. The box is kind of messed up. And he removed all the parts. He did successfully assemble the radio without the antenna attached to it. So he did successfully attach the battery to the back of the radio. And that's why I heard the Baofeng announcing channels all morning. Well, not all morning, but when I was in bed, I heard those noises coming from downstairs. So I could not find the actual charging portion, like the wall outlet. I found the charger, but the cord and the adapter, they disappeared.
So. I mean, it could have been a different situation. And I mean, suppose a guy came upstairs and he shot you or something like that.
Could have been, but that didn't happen.
If that had happened, I would not be talking to you tonight.
It could have been, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, if you had lived out of it, would you still have this same feeling of, well, ho-ho, it's just another day, or...
Well, I mean, it's not just another day. We're talking about it. I mean, I think it was significant for him.
I don't know. I mean, for me, and I'm only coming myself, that if I'm sleeping and I wake up and somebody's in my, it's on. If somebody's in my house, it's on.
So what are you going to do? You're going to attack them? Are you going to shoot them? Are you going to just threaten them to get out?
How do I know he's not there to do that to me? How do I know he's not going to harm my wife?
I get what you're saying, but I don't think that you can just blast away a teenager for being in the downstairs portion of your home.
If I'm waking up, I don't know if it's a teenager or if it's a guy with a gun. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I mean, look. Okay. So he's downstairs. Hold on, Robert. I get what you're saying, but I mean, he's downstairs. He comes out. He looks up at me. I ask him, you know, hey, what's going on? We have a few words exchanged. I could understand if, like, he started running up the stairs, then I think you'd have a valid claim that you were scared for your life you felt like you had to shoot him or something like that.
You're taking this like as if this was your kid brother or something. It's not, this is a total stranger that walked
into
your house.
Yeah, I kind of consider other people like, my brothers and sisters, because we're all human beings.
Ian,
I'm going to jump in.
Robert, I appreciate it, man.
I'm going to jump in. So, I think that... If you spend a couple of hours in somebody's house messing things up, in whatever state you're in, and I don't care what state he was in, you are liable for being shot in that person's house.
I don't think that that's appropriate. I don't think that's an appropriate response at all. Daryl Perry, what do you think?
I think that most people would, if they had a weapon on them, they would shoot somebody that intruded into their house.
But just for standing in their downstairs foyer and looking at you?
I think that would be considered a threat by enough people that
it's considered an act of aggression at the very least.
I'm not saying you're right or wrong, Ian. I think you did the right thing in that you acted mercifully. This has happened to a lot of people. It could happen
to
anyone.
It's okay.
But he knew here where he was.
You're saying it's okay. If somebody shoots
this kid. What does okay mean? I think that
justified? Is it justified?
Okay. So what I would say is that as the person in the house, the burglar or the trespasser, you are liable to be shot. As the individual
you're liable to be.
Is the individual doing the shooting, you need to assess for yourself why you would do such a thing. If you're waiting for somebody to be in your house so you can use your gun to kill somebody, you're sick and you should never have a weapon. All right? However, if what you say to yourself is, I'm scared for my family and for my life, then I think that it's okay to do that. I don't think in this instance a reasonable person would have necessarily been scared. That's what I think. I mean, if
I was cautious at first, I was uncertain, as to what this person's intentions were.
Yeah, sure.
I attempted to feel out the situation, and I made the choice to go downstairs.
I think it was the right one.
And deal with it. I get what you're saying, that someone is liable to get shot and that people are trigger happy and scared and frightened and all that. I don't think shooting would have been the appropriate response at all in this situation. I think it's a completely wrong thing to do in this circumstance. What's going on? This is Free Talk Live. What do you think?
Sure. 150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Malskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Malskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you'd like at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. which, of course, include listening options, live streams. We've got those. Broadband, mid-band, and narrow-band versions of the show are all available to you at listen.freetalklive.com for free, of course. They are available around the clock. In fact, 24/7, the latest episode of Free Talk Live is available there for you and for free. Also, at listen.freetalklive.com, you can link over to our list of over 115 radio stations coast-to-coast, our satellite listening options, which include XM satellite radio, as well as free-to-air, which is available across North America and Central America. Thanks to Bitcoin for sponsoring the free-to-air channel. Webcam, we got that too. And listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So go to listen.freetalklive.com.
We're talking about a situation here where Ian found a young man that had wandered into his house, and sort of looking at it from the standpoint of the non-aggression principle and what we would do. And there's a webcomic out there. It's called Quantum Vibe. And in this comic, they look at all kinds of situations from the standpoint of the ideas of liberty. Go check them out at quantumvibe.com. It's placed 500 years in the future. The protagonist is a young woman named Nicole, and she encounters all kinds of hazards from space and humans and as on her adventures to help a mad scientist with a vision that will help humanity access a whole new frontier. Check it out at quantumvibe.com. If you haven't read the comic, go do it at quantumvibe.com. If you have read the comic, buy the new Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole, available from Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and direct from BigHeadPress.com. It's a hardcover, not a hardcover, but a hard copy book. It's $15, and you'll support Scott Beezer and his work. Go ahead and check it out, quantumvibe.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Let's continue here and go to you and your thoughts. You can also, by the way, connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Daryl, you had said, though, a moment ago that you believe that had this kid been shot, that it would have been justified. Now,
yes.
What had happened was a young man entered my home this morning. Someone last night who left did not lock the door before they, or when they left, and so therefore the drunken person was able to enter and kind of make a mess in the studio and stay here for several hours.
Right.
I'm
not advocating shooting the guy, but had he been found in the house of someone more aggressive than you, mm-hmm. who had a gun on them, and the guy, looks down the stairs and sees some drunk guy standing at the bottom of the stairs. Had that person put a couple of bullets in the kid, it would have been justified
because the
rights of the homeowner have been violated.
Right, but
you're justified in using force.
I disagree.
Your rights are violated.
You can only, in my opinion, use force up until the point where force is being used or threatened against you. If a little girl starts jumping in your flower bed and destroying your petunias, you don't get to blast the little girl out of the flower bed with, a huge fire hose or worse, a shotgun. You get to use whatever minimal level of force is necessary to stop the trespass from occurring, which means if the girl won't leave when you ask her to, you may physically remove her from the flower bed, but that would be as far as it would allow.
That much is true, but this isn't a little girl jumping in a flower bed.
It's also not anyone who's threatening
you.
Wait a
second. You don't know that, and that's the problem here. So first off, dead men tell no tales. Let's start from there. The fact is,
you could make up a story about how you were menaced by him.
Well, the homeowner tells the story, and the story is that he was menaced. I think that there's two possibilities here. Either the homeowner is trigger happy and wants to harm somebody, mm-hmm. the first opportunity, yes, finally I get to use my guns.
Or deathly scared and fires out of fear.
They're scared and they have reason to be.
Sure.
So in the circumstance that they're scared, then you've put yourself by, stumbling drunk into this person's house, you've put yourself in that circumstance and sorry. Your ticket's punched.
So you agree with Daryl that it's justified to shoot somebody in that circumstance?
It's justified if you feel fear. And that's the problem here, is that you didn't feel fear because you assessed the situation, you assessed it correctly. However, how could one stand, if you had decided you had a gun and decided to shoot this kid, how could one say you assessed the situation incorrectly?
Well, the kid didn't have a weapon and wasn't trying to attack you.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you assess the situation incorrectly. It means that, turns out he didn't have a gun. I thought that he was going to use one on me.
Yeah, the cops use that excuse all the time.
Well, I don't care, Ian. The fact is, the kid was in your house for hours.
My God, that little girl was jumping up and down on my petunias. She could have had a gun. I was scared for my life.
We're not talking about a five-year-old here, Ian.
Yeah.
We're talking about a 19-year-old man that sat in your studio for hours, messed crap up, knew that he wasn't in his house, and made a big mess. Sorry, he was trespassing. He was, you know, he gave up whatever rights he had to life, right?
Tyrone, I totally disagree with that. Let's go to Tyrone, listening in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tyrone.
Hey, Ian, Mark, and Daryl.
Hey, how do you mind?
Hey, I just want to add a little bit of a hypothetical to it. Well, a very little bit. What if the guy had been black and running around there? What would the outcome be then?
I might have given him a hug when I saw him, because I would be so happy to see another black guy in Keene.
Are you serious? Come on.
No, I don't think whether he was black would have had any effect on me.
I don't think it would have.
No.
I do think that there's a really great article from an author that I've been saving that talks about what it's like to be black in America, and I think that he makes a really poignant statement for what it must be like. However, I hope that I'm not the average individual.
Well, okay. So, that's all I had. Thank you.
There you go, Tyrone. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I can understand what Tyrone's asking, but I don't think you're ever going to get the right answer from that particular question, because people just don't know. I mean, do I think that on a societal level we see young black males as more threatening than essentially everybody else? I think, yeah, we do. On a societal level, we see it that way. Even black people, young black males, see young black males as more menacing. And is it right? Is it wrong? I suspect it is wrong.
Let's go to Joe. He's in Ohio, listening to WAIS. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
You're making me pull over. See, Tyrone got a call, so I thought maybe I could make it home, but now I'm safely pulled off the road. First of all, Ian, I would congratulate you, or I appreciate your, you know, the fact that you assess the situation. You know, I mean, you want to shoot a stupid kid? I don't know how much stupid stuff. One of you guys went to jail, so obviously you did some stupid stuff when you were a kid.
Yep, plenty of stupid stuff. I think all three of us, everybody listening to me and everybody talking right now, can probably safely say they have been in a situation where they probably deserve to get shot.
So, Ian, and I don't know about you all, but to look down the wrong end of a gun is not a fun experience. So I compliment Ian on his restraint.
Stand by, Joe. We'll let you continue here in a few moments. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And what would you have done in that situation? And is it justified to shoot somebody just because they're drunk in your house without your permission? 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't think so, but apparently both my co-hosts here do. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin V, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you'd like at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We've got archives. They go back for years, all the way back to late 2006. All free for you. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can click the archive description to download it. Right there at the top of the page, the last 7 days worth are posted. And then you can go dig deep into the archive section to see years worth of the show. On each archive page, our SoundCloud player is built right in, which makes it easy to share your favorite Free Talk Live episodes with your friends. And also you can use SoundCloud to download the episode as well. You can go straight to our SoundCloud page, too, if you'd like, at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. All the archives are free.
Join more than half a million people, more than a million now, actually, that have trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust, even register a trademark. Empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL. Save $10. It's LegalZoom.com.
We've got Joe back with us talking about the drunken teenager that I found in the LRN.FM studios this morning when I got up. Joe, go ahead and continue with your thoughts.
Well, thanks for waiting for me. What we have here is a classic teaching moment on two levels.
I agree.
Okay, first, as far as legality and liability go, I can tell you it's different in every state.
I'd agree.
And in fact, in your state, it might depend on your local prosecutor. There's an incident going on in our county right now where the sheriff says we got to do a thorough investigation and the prosecutor was instantly calling for murder charges or at least manslaughter. And, you know, we the people don't know the situation yet. So it is different in every state. as far as, you know, what you're legally allowed to do. It's called the Castle Doctrine in our state. I'm not sure if that's the national
right. Castle Doctrine means your house is your castle. In some states, you have to retreat to a place where there is no exit.
But if somebody's threatening you, I mean, I have guns. I try to teach my kids to responsibly use guns. I respect guns. And part of respecting a gun is if you pick up a gun, if you feel like you might need one, what's the next step in that? Is don't, you know, you don't. I don't want to shoot anybody, do you?
No way.
No.
So if I have to, I'm afraid I will do that in a heartbeat. So that's the first part of the teaching moment. Somebody called in a local radio station, a call-in show in our county that I'm talking to you from, sort of. And they said, that's the first thing you say. Okay, you got your gun. Now you're in control of the situation. The first thing you say is, man, don't make me shoot you. You know what I mean? In other words, I want everybody to have guns, but I want everybody to learn responsibility and restraint. And things, you know, things get kind of scary and heady. You know, I wouldn't excuse the cop's misbehavior, and I wouldn't excuse Ian if he shot the guy.
See, now, yeah, I wouldn't, I wouldn't condemn in either situation. I think Ian did the right thing, the rightest of right things here, the highest right thing that one could do. But, you know, what my concern is that if you say to somebody, don't make me shoot you, you've just let somebody potentially with a gun who can get the drop on you. The person who's pointing a gun at the other person first is the one who wins. And, well,
you would say, don't make me shoot you when you're pointing a gun at him.
That's not what he said, but yeah. Okay.
That is what
he
said.
That's what I said.
Yep, and you know some people would even argue, would even go further that you should never pull a weapon unless you intend to shoot it right away.
I've heard that argument yes. too.
Not whether you're willing to shoot it, but unless you intend
argument.
To shoot it.
A gun is a tool. A gun is a tool, and I think that argument is being propagated by a police state. And don't pull a taser unless you want to use it as a tool of compliance. I don't think there
would have been anything wrong with someone who is in a state of fear doing exactly as Joe suggests and pointing a gun at the intruder and saying, you better get the F out or else, you know, or something
or,
like that.
Or say, stop. You know, what are you doing? What's going on? Assess the situation. I want to get back to my second part of the teaching moment scenario,
yeah.
which is I think it's really cool that you didn't call his parents, that you Facebook requested him. And the fact that you know who he is, I mean, you got the drop on him now. Dude, you better fix that shelf or I'm going to call your mom.
I think that's absolutely legit.
That's absolutely legit. And now maybe you have a chance to shine some light in this kid's life and give him a clue how to not be, how to not be stupid. And,
yeah,
and
exactly.
help him realize that in the wrong house, he could have been shot.
Yeah, absolutely. Or someone could have called the cops.
Decides. The guy down here, it doesn't matter what the prosecutor decides or the sheriff decides, that guy that was being stupid in somebody else's house, he's dead. And that's, that's just sad.
Joe, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts here tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to David. He's in Texas on the Amp Lines. Hey, David.
Hey, guys. I think, to sort of reiterate what the agreement
Ruh-roh. What caught you right in a bad cell. We're going to put you back on hold because you can't reiterate anything if we can't hear you. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So your comments are also welcome online. We posted the question to Facebook and Twitter and Google+. We actually got a couple comments on Google+, which is a surprise considering hardly anyone knows we're there. But we are there. And Jeremy Couch says, I respect the heck out of him for doing what he did. Presumably he means me.
Probably not kidding, right?
But there's no way that would have been my reaction. Out of fear, I would have grabbed my baseball bat or shotgun if I could get to it and hoped to not have to use violence. There's no competition for policing allowed, so I probably would have ended up making that dreaded call. And so, even if you were going to pick up a weapon and use that to entice the person to leave, I still don't agree with making a call to the police in that instance.
Well, you likely would have had to have run. In this circumstance, I don't think there's anything wrong with picking up something to arm yourself to give you that advantage.
I don't think so either.
You know, the comfort that you might have in the house in this
situation.
Well,
you don't know what the person's going
to
do.
But you would have had to run more than halfway across your house to get to whatever weapon you would have used, right? I mean, it's not like you've got...
I'm not going
to
tell you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to assume that that's the case. And sometimes you got it. That's the problem with weapons, right? Sometimes you have it with you, sometimes you don't. Few people sleep with a gun on their hip, and you were just getting up from, you were just waking up and just had to use the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So you weren't even close to the spot where you sleep. Some people keep a weapon close to them where they sleep, but you weren't even there either. So this is one of those circumstances you don't have the weapon. The greatest weapon you've got is your mind, and you used it
perfectly. Well, what do you think about calling the police? That's what he's saying he would do here.
In this circumstance, no, I wouldn't call the police. I mean,
I don't like calling the cops because nothing good ever comes from it.
I'm not going to go that far. I've certainly called the police in circumstances, and things good have come from it.
Yeah, I think there are certain circumstances where you pretty much have to call them because they are the only protection provider available, but I tend to lean against calling them if possible. So 855-450-FREE, we're going to try Joe back here, David, rather, in Texas. David, are you back with us?
Yeah, I'm still with y'all.
All right, go ahead and give another crack there. We can hear you now.
Yeah. Okay, you can hear me now?
Yep.
Well, I said, that I agree with the guy that, it was a good idea to not escalate the situation like that. Because the kid, knew it was the Free Stater house, and so, he may have had an idea placed upon them now. If you had acted with violence towards them, that Free Staters are just a bunch of violent people. But also, I agree with this y'all's statement about calling the cops. That's basically the most escalation you can provide to a situation possible. If you call the cops, something bad is usually going to happen. But
yeah.
Are y'all there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thinking about what you said.
Yeah, but what I called about originally is a couple years ago I was living down in Corpus Christi with another guy, and it was a couple days after we had moved in, some of his family was staying over, and then some people from nearby had broke into the house and actually beat the crap out of everybody except suddenly for some reason I was in my room sleeping, and they managed to not beat me up. Everybody else got the crap beat out of them. And
did this happen? Was it a random beating, or was people being targeted for some sort of retribution? Hang on, you can tell the rest of it here in a moment. 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What are your roommates into? More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Malskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Malskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Show, and you can talk about anything you want to talk about here at 855-450-FREE. Is this your redneck impression?
No, I didn't have an accent on that one. If I were doing a redneck, I'd probably put a southern twang on there, pretty heavy lack. You could probably do a real good southern accent, I imagine.
Probably.
I think like he does it most of the time.
855-450-FREE with you tonight. It's Ian.
Daryl.
And Mark.
And yeah, you can call in about anything you want, though the bulk of the calls tonight have been centering around the drunken visitor that I had unexpectedly experienced this morning, sitting in the LRN.FM studio, presumably doing who knows what, kind of basically making a mess of the place. Luckily, not to the point where there was any serious damage, very minor damage. And approximately 19 years old, fresh not too long out of high school, about a year out. And ended up getting him to leave peacefully, had a conversation with him. He gave me his name, gave me his phone number, found him on Facebook. He was pretty wasted and had polished off an entire bottle of champagne, presumably while he was here. We're going to work on getting the video of him because there is video. So we'll see how that looks. And we'll share that on our Facebook page when it becomes available. So, again, our Facebook is over at news.freetalklive.com. You can go there and link up to Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter and also our email list, because if you want to be kept up to date with what's going on with the show, it's the email list that's the best way. It's the way you're going to ensure that you see everything that's most critical, the most critical news about Free Talk Live. If you're following our Twitter, our Facebook, and our Google Plus, you'll get more than just the most important news. You'll get updates during the show, questions, like we asked a question about, you know, what would you do if you found a drunken teenager in your home when you woke up? How would you handle that situation? Some people advocate violence. I did not want to take that route and ended up just kind of assessing the situation and being as nice as I possibly could. And, you know, maybe it'll work out well in the long run. I felt like it well worked out pretty well, all things considered. And we'll continue with your thoughts in a moment. It's at 855-450-FREE.
Alcohol, that's a lot of empty calories. Drink too much of that, and you're going to put on some weight. If you want to take off some weight, here's something that's been working for me. It's called Axia 30. I've been taking it for more than 6 weeks now, and I have dropped more than 5 pounds. I need to weigh in again. The Porcupine Freedom Festival, I haven't had a chance since I've returned. But it's been working for me, and they have a full 3-month money-back guarantee. If you don't lose weight, get your money back. It's from Chamonix. You can trust them. They've been advertising on talk radio for quite some time. They're known for natural products, and, you know, you might as well give it a shot. It's not like you can't get your money back if it doesn't work. Their number is 800-543-6613. It's 800-543-6613, and if you call now, you can get a free month, of Axia 30 with your order. So 800-543-6613 for Axia 30.
Okay, so he was using the studio computer. Okay. I did go back and hit the browser history. He got on at approximately 3:26 in the morning and started watching YouTube videos. Lots of YouTube videos, some music videos, including a band apparently called Atmosphere, Vader the Villain, I'm presuming these are bands, Redman. He logs into his Facebook account, watches some Tupac videos, goes on to Planet Asia, more Facebook usage, more Planet Asia, Ninth Wonder. Let's see, other thing, Bing videos here, but more videos, and then he's searching through other people's profiles on Facebook, a Keen Dating website. He then visits there. Keen Dating, more videos, more of his Facebook profile, so on and so forth. So, yes, he was using the LRN studio computer.
Does that give you access to, like, his passwords and stuff?
I don't know, Mark. I haven't actually tried that yet.
If he accidentally clicked Save Password,
yeah,
you could go to Facebook, log out, yeah, remove your email address, and just hit the down button.
Right.
And it will show you everybody that has a saved password.
Well, it's amusing, if nothing else. I suppose it's good that he spent time on the computer rather than doing some, pushing buttons on other things that blink around here.
And apparently Planet Asia is a rapper.
Let's go to David. He's still on the line with us in Texas. He'd begun telling us, he's not on the line. Never mind. David, you can call back with the rest of your story because we didn't get a chance to hear that. It must have been a cell phone issue that we had there. Let's go instead to Roy, listening to KZNU in St. George, Utah. Hello, Roy.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, I was listening to your previous caller about what to do if you had a gun on somebody, and he said something to the effect of don't make me shoot you. And I had to call in because I'm thinking that's probably the worst thing you could say when you're holding a gun on somebody. Especially if there's witnesses around, because you're going to have to prove in the courts that you didn't have intent to shoot him. And so, probably the best thing to say in a situation, any situation where you're holding a gun, is you say, hey, I haven't done anything wrong, but I will defend myself. And in that way, all the witnesses remember that what you said is that, you haven't done, oh, that guy, he didn't do anything wrong. And so then you have the witnesses on your side. So that's something to consider.
I'm curious what witnesses there would be if there's only two people and one of them is dead.
Well, my point is, you have to have that mindset when you're having a gun, whether it's in your house or anywhere else.
I think that the verbiage that one uses is as important in a court of law as anything else, exactly, as far as evidence goes. If you're going to spend time practicing shooting, if you're going to spend time practicing, martial arts, you probably should spend some time considering what you might say in a circumstance like this, too. I agree with the caller. I think it's hard to know to say the right thing,
practice
makes perfect.
Yeah, and you may not, end up killing the guy, or there may be somebody else there, and I guess they can lie and say that you said something else, but.
Well, that's what a witness could do.
You may have neighbors that overhear, so, there's all sorts of things to consider on that. But any time you say something, I'm going to shoot you, or anything close to that, what are they going to remember? They're going to remember, he said he was going to shoot him. And then it becomes premeditated.
It's a good point, Roy. I thank you for sharing it tonight. Anything else on your mind?
No, that was pretty much it.
All right, man. Thanks for making the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That, again, is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So looking more at the guy who broke in and some of his Facebook searches or things that he looked at, you get to find out what girls he's interested in on Facebook, because he did surf to some of their pages and did some more searching for Tupac on YouTube. He went to his mom's page, actually, at one point during the morning. And
that's nice.
Yeah. So let's go to David. He's back on the line here from Texas. Was telling us a story earlier, got disconnected, about how when he had just moved into an apartment with somebody, the roommate's family had come over to visit, and they were all spending the night, and they all got beaten up by some people that broke and entered into the home. Is that right, David?
Yeah, that's right. They kicked down the door, and it took a little while to get the door fixed. Apartment people were just, you know, a waste of flesh, pretty much. But we were stupid enough to not move out after that happened. And then a few months later, a whole bunch of stuff got stolen out of the apartment. And when I called the cops and they came over, you know, to do the post assessment, they actually told me that it's sort of a typical thing in those apartments that, like, there was a gang nearby that would watch for new people moving in, and then they would, I guess, like the first week after they moved in, come in and assess the situation, and then, you know, come back a little while later and steal everything.
Now, why did you? Why was your friend or the roommate targeted by these people?
I have no idea. I barely knew the guy. It was a friend of a friend.
You didn't ask him?
Well, no. They just said that, you know, they didn't know what happened. I think they were drinking too, so. So I don't know if it was, you know, what making some noise or whatever. But yeah, I mean,
it's a weird story that they would come in and beat up everyone in the home and just leave you alone. Do you think it was because, for whatever reason? Why do you feel like they left you out of it?
I don't know. I mean, my door was closed. I was asleep. There, you know, there wasn't any noise.
But they kicked in the front door, right?
Yeah, they kicked in the front door, and they made their way to the back. It was sort of at the two rooms in the back next to each other, and so they went over in their room and their, like, living room, and did their stuff, but they never did anything in my room. So I mean, I don't know the whole situation.
Man, that's a scary story. Yeah. David, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. Hey, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. You just bring up anything you want. We got hour number three on the way. It doesn't have to be related to what to do with a drunken teen hanging out in one of your rooms in your house overnight without your permission. What do you do if you find that situation? How do you handle that? Or you can bring up anything you want. 855-453. Plus, I got a really cool story to tell. Coming up, we talk about
online Bitcoin poker at sealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealswithclubs.eu. No seals are harmed in the making of this advertisement.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.